Everyone keeps calling me a dandy on Twitter. Why?
A dandy? Really?
Yeah, what is it?
That's awesome.
Is that not what I thought? I thought a dandy was like a guy with a cane and a hat and all that.
Yeah, that's what I would say. Like, oh, what a dandy.
Yeah. It doesn't mean you're gay, does it? Well, that can only mean one thing when you hear Mario and Christmas music mixed together. It's time for the first time we've ever done this. Annual TMSXMAS episode.
It sounds like you say the word sex in there. TMSXMAS.
TMS sex. This is the first TMS sex we've had. I hope you're as prepared as
it's
I feel.
It's a Christmas miracle.
It really is. Wow, Skype got crunchy. Isn't that a Christmas miracle also? Wonderful. Thanks, Skype.
Of course it is, yes.
It's me, Scott Johnson, it's him, Brian Ibbett, and it's a TMS, Brian. Merry Christmas
Hello.
Eve.
Merry Christmas Eve to you too, sir.
Are you looking forward to the festivities tomorrow?
The festivities for me actually start tonight. We have a long-running tradition. Really, it's Tina's long-running tradition that her family always celebrates Christmas on Christmas Eve.
Mm. Oh,
so
yeah.
So we go over there. Mm. We eat probably lasagna.
That sounds all right.
From Valentino's. She picks up a big tray of lasagna from Valentino's and bakes it.
Yeah.
And we drink wassail that will singe the inside of our mouth.
Oh, good.
And then we open presents.
Well, this sounds all right to me. I have to do something similar. I have to go to my mom's. We're expecting a storm, so that'll be fun on the freeway.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We'll go out there, and she'll have some sort of home-cooked whatever, and we'll do some sort of gifty-gifty and listen to some music or whatever, and then get the hell out of there. Come back home.
Yeah, and then you play with all the stuff you got, right?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, it's usually like white elephant crap for this thing.
Oh, gotcha.
So who knows how much play I can get out of a couple of salt shakers shaped like a snowman or something. But
you know, there's always... One, like, if you're the person who's going to one of those white elephant gift exchange things,
yeah,
be the person who actually brings something that somebody might want, because having one or two things amid all of the crap,
yeah,
makes for a much livelier white elephant gift steal exchange thing.
I agree with that 100%. Yeah. So the bottom line is, I hope you're all having a great Christmas. I hope that none of you get stupid things. At a white elephant party, and right. I hope that no one dies in a car crash on their way home on a icy freeway. Those are my three
God.
Wishes.
Yeah, you probably didn't have to go that dark,
or make it that self-relevant.
We hope you're safe and happy and warm and healthy this holiday season.
Indeed, we're here to bring you a short, fun, goofball little Christmas special. It's short. There's nothing fancy going on here.
Yeah.
And the hallmarks of this show, hallmarks. See, they do a lot of Christmas stuff, so I threw that in there.
Well played.
Has been Brian's attention to what we do with music on the show. And every episode, we have a couple of songs. They're usually covers. They're often requests. Brian digs deep and finds cool songs to match those requests. And we thought it'd be fun today to play covers of each of our, or at least one of our favorite Christmas songs. I don't know if I have a favorite, but I have a stable that I like.
Yeah, I think I think for the most part, you know, you gotta like a lot of them. You can't just say, "Oh, there's only one Christmas song I like."
Yeah.
So
that one about Grandma and the reindeer.
Exactly. It's the only one.
Everything
else is too sappy and cheesy and. I don't like it.
I like that one. So what we're going to do is we're going to start the show by Brian playing his song. And then after that, we have a quiz that Brian cannot peek at because this is for him.
I won't look. Yeah. Promise.
And then we'll kind of close things out with our goodbyes and then my song for this Christmas Eve special edition of TMS. All right, Brian. So lay it out. What do you got? What'd you bring?
All right. So I think I mentioned this on the show. I do love the Slade Christmas song called Merry Christmas, Everybody. We played a cover of that last week on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Still really love that. And actually, as much as it pains me to say it, Train's brand new album has a really good cover of that on there. So go check it out.
Wow, Train. Wait, Train? The Train?
Train. Yeah, oh, there's still Drops of Jupiter. And
what's the other one they got there?
The ukulele one.
Yeah.
They
trying to pretend that we're not in our late 40s.
We're still hip. So well, anyway. Yeah, so Train actually does a really good cover of that Merry Christmas, Everybody. But and I think I've mentioned this on the show before as well, but kind of my backup favorite Christmas song is one that doesn't even really, as far as I know, even mention Christmas or the holidays. It's really kind of more about winter. And I think even like Winter Wonderland is kind of that same way. It's a good non-denominational Christmas song or holiday song. This one, though, kind of reminds me of, well, reminds me of two things. Reminds me of how awesome Johnny Mathis is, because his version, I think, is the ultimate version of this song. It was originally done by Peter DeRose, but Johnny Mathis is like the pinnacle of performance on this song. And I love, he's just got such a weird way of singing. Like he'll dip and then he'll bam and then he'll swoop. And, you know, it's like, I don't know, it's like watching a swallow catch a gnats in the middle of a hot intersection in August.
Nice.
But the version I'm going to be playing is by Francesca Battistelli. And what's cool about this is that it's way more upbeat. It feels modern, it feels new. And I'm even going to go so far as to say, I think they used it for a Target commercial a couple of years ago. Came out in 2012. It's from an album simply called Christmas. It's Francesca Battistelli and her cover of Marshmallow World.
Freaking great.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, I really like that.
So damn upbeat and happy and cheerful and all that stuff.
I want to live in a marshmallow world. Although I didn't tell you about, well, maybe I saved the story for another day. I had a bad marshmallow experience not long ago.
A bad marshmallow experience?
Yeah. It wasn't good. I'll tell
it's
you.
It's just
later.
Funny to have a bad marshmallow experience. Like it seems like of all the things that would cause a bad experience, the innocuous marshmallow.
All right, I'll tell you what it was. I just don't want to ruin anyone's Christmas, but here's how it went down.
Okay.
Okay, you know the full-size marshmallows, right?
Sure.
I like those. Those are good. Right.
Ones you can, like, primarily used for putting on top of yams for Thanksgiving.
That's a good point. You can melt those down and use them
s'mores, too, right?
Yeah, for s'mores, right? You can roast, yeah. Those are the toasty ones. You stick a stick through and hang them over the fire there and make them all yellow-green, or not yellow-green, yellow-brown, whatever. Yep. But I had a bag not long ago that we had in the house, and I just popped one out and thought, I'll just eat this, just to eat it, you know? Just going to chew
just
on this.
Eat a marshmallow.
And I bit into it, and I thought there was something a little funny going on, because it just didn't seem right. and I look down at the marshmallow. It's half bitten in half. Uh-huh. And dead in the center of the marshmallow were two ants scurrying around inside of it, like a little tomb in there.
Oh, no.
And one ant with half its body gone, presumably in my mouth now. And now I don't know if I can eat marshmallows again. I don't know why I didn't tell that story before. It wasn't that long. It was like a week ago.
Bouncy castle.
Yeah, I did. I ruined their version of Disney World or whatever.
Oh, my God.
I know. It was gross. It was bad.
That is really gross.
And my wife's answer to that was, they've been in the pantry for like months. What did you expect? And it was open because the kids left it open.
Hard then?
No, the kids had left it open but flapped over. Right, so they were soft enough. I mean, my standards are pretty low, dude. It's like, well, that looks like it could eat it. You know, I don't really think too much about it. Was it the freshest feeling marshmallow ever? No, but it turns out it had become home to some black ants.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
I like how they go right to the middle of the marshmallow. Like, you know, this is a.
They probably thought they were safe there. Like, that was the ultimate place to get sugar.
Probably, yeah.
Get all the sugar you ever need. And
we'll live here forever in our house made of sugar.
And then one
what
day...
What could possibly go wrong?
So I threw the whole bag out, didn't bother to open any others, and decided that it was best just to let that phase of my life pass.
Nice.
Brian, this phase of our lives cannot pass. It is the phase I like to call Scott Quizzes Brian on Christmas Trivia. Bing, 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 bing.
Right. Okay, Christmas trivia.
Christmas trivia. You'll hear this if you get it right. You'll hear this if you get it wrong. And we're going to just in current geek fashion play this. All right. Time for Brian to be quizzed on this Christmas Eve 2015 on the following questions. Here you go. There are a number of these. What date is St. Stephen's Day?
St. Stephen's Day?
Yep.
Isn't there like the Good King Wenceslas? Doesn't that mention Saint Stephen?
It does.
Deep Saint and crisp and even. And
Saint Stephen's Day on
Saint
the crispy.
Saint Stephen. Good King Wenceslas, let's look down on the feast of Stephen.
Something crisp and Glover, something. I don't know the rest of it.
Right. Okay, so Saint Stephen's Day. I'm gonna guess it's a week before Christmas. Let's say the 15th. December 15th.
Wrong. It is the 26th of December, the very next day.
So Boxing Day is Boxing St. Stephen's Day.
Yeah, who would have thunk it?
Hmm, okay.
Next, in Charles Dickens' novel, A Christmas Carol, who was Scrooge's dead business partner?
I believe his name was Jacob Marley.
You are correct. Nicely done.
Mon.
What you gonna do?
Bad Boys?
Yeah, I went with Bad Boys. All I could think of was like, you know, what's another one? Give me another one.
That's not even a Bob Marley song.
I thought it was.
No.
Who's that?
Is that Bad Boys? Is that NWA? No, who is that?
That's Bob Marley, I thought.
No, it's definitely not Bob Marley.
Hold on. Bob.
Bad Boys. What you gonna do is Public Enemy? No.
Hold on.
Who is it?
Yeah, here it is. Bob Marley, Bad Boys. Young Mystique. Bad Boys, what
you want? That's Bob Marley?
That's Bob Marley. Yeah.
I could have sworn that was somebody else.
Oh, I love it when I get a music
YouTube
thing.
Is that a YouTube video you just found?
Yeah.
You can't trust that.
Oh, well then find the real thing. Listen, whenever I'm right about a music thing, it's a small Christmas miracle no matter what time of year it happens.
Let's see. Hold on.
Yeah, look that
Inner
up.
Circle is the band.
Oh, that's not Bob Marley?
No, but...
Did he do the vocals or something?
I wonder if he did something like contributed to it or if somebody just said, yeah, this sounds like Bob Marley, so I'm gonna label it on YouTube as Bob Marley.
Maybe
the only connection to it is to Bob Marley is that it makes a reference to Sheriff John Brown, who was the sheriff that Bob Marley killed in I Shot the Sheriff.
Oh my gosh! So I've thought this whole time it was Bob Marley. I've seen almost 20 years of Cops.
Yeah,
and I thought it was Bob Marley since the beginning. That's great.
Apparently somebody else did too. That's the funniest part is that you found something to.
What you gonna do?
I mean,
it's a reggae song, right?
Sure.
I guess.
Kind of.
All right. Next question.
Dub? No, definitely not dub.
Definitely not dub. The song White Christmas was first performed in which 1942 film?
I think it was... Are you going to give me choices?
Nope. There's only one.
I think the name of the film that it appeared in, I thought, was White Christmas.
You are incorrect. It was called Holiday Inn.
Holiday Inn. Okay.
Inn. No, I thought that was a hotel, so I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I used to watch the shortened version of that film, which is called Holiday Inn Express.
I like what you did
thank
there.
Thank you very much.
All right, how about this one? London's Trafalgar Square Christmas tree is traditionally given by which country?
Ooh. Huh. Let's say...
I can tell you what it rhymes with.
No, well... well, you. So it's... Well, that actually in and of itself is a hint because I don't think of anything rhyming with Scotland or Ireland. Mm. That those would be my two guesses. Or Wales. Oh, let's say Wales.
Wales, because that does rhyme with things. Let's find out. Nope, it's Norway, which rhymes with doorway.
Norway gives them the tree. That's interesting. Okay.
Do you know the ninth day of Christmas, what the true love brought to me?
Ooh, okay, all right. So let me think here. 10 Lords of Leaping, 9 Ladies Dancing, I think.
You are correct. Nicely cool. done. Ladies Dancing.
Ladies
is,
Dancing.
Which we all could use a little more of.
Swans a Swimming, you know, 8 Maids a Milking, 7 Swans a Swimming, 6 Geese a Laying, 5 Golden Rings, blah, blah, blah.
Can you name all the original 8 reindeer from the Twas the Night Before Christmas poem?
Sure. It's Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donna Dixon.
Donna Dixon. I'm giving you that one.
Donner and Blitzen.
We would have also accepted Blixem and Dunder because they were both used at one point.
Right. Dunder Blixen is what language? It's Thunder and Lightning.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
So Dunder and Blixen is Thunder and Lightning in Swedish, maybe?
Sounds like a talking head on Fox News, doesn't it?
For Fox News.
It's I'm Dunder Blixen.
Reporting live from
we're live from the devastation. Let's go to Dunder Blixen. I guess I'm thinking of Wolf Blitzer.
Yeah, but that's great.
7. Which Christmas carol includes the lyrics "To save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray"?
I know it's great that there's a Christmas song that mentions Satan.
Yeah.
To save us all from Satan's power when we go astray. Good tidings of comfort and joy. Come on, Andrew. God rest you, merry gentlemen.
Correct. Nicely done. All right, here we go. Well, that's an easy one. I'm not doing that one. What?
Oh, come on.
Okay, what character is Jack Skellington from? What movie?
Oh, that's the Nightmare Before Christmas. Good, you gotta throw me a bone every once in a while.
That was too easy. All right. What color are the berries of the mistletoe plant?
Oh. You know, in the pictures, it always looks like holly, right? Like when you're doing the Norman Rockwell-esque thing. I think that they're green, though, because the rest of the plant is very green, and I bet the berries are green as well.
White is the correct answer.
White, okay.
White berries. I never would have known that one, so don't feel bad.
Probably poisonous.
What? What is the name of Clarence? I just gave it away. All right, I'll do this instead.
Okay.
Clarence Oddbody was the guardian angel of what character in It's a Wonderful Life?
It's Merry Christmas, Savings and Loan. It's what is his name? Oh my God! It is.
I flipped the script here.
Yeah, you did, Clarence. Clarence.
Yes, it's Home Cooking Soup.
It's a Wonderful Life, and the character is George Bailey.
You are correct. Nicely done. Well, look at that. You had to peel that one out.
I did. Yeah. Again, if you can't remember something, try to remember something else related to it, tangential. And you'll relax that part of your mind that's trying really hard to remember the other thing.
I could use that. That's a good tip. I'm going to use that all the time.
Yeah.
What is the New Year's Eve song? Or sorry. What is New Year's Eve called in Scotland? It's great, by the way. It's an awesome name.
Wow. And is it related to Auld Lang Syne, right? Or isn't it?
Is it? I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe not. I guess not.
It doesn't ring a bell.
No.
They don't use this word in that song that I know.
Old. Yeah, I don't know what old Auld Lang Syne means. I don't know. New Year's Eve in Scotland? I don't know.
All right, I'm going to give you the name. It is Hogmanay. It is Hogmanay.
Oh, really? Nice.
Hogmanay. I'm sure our Scottish listeners will correct any mispronunciation there.
Hogmanay!
we have a couple more.
Okay.
Let's see. 4 more, looks like. Who wrote How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
Dr. Seuss.
Very good.
A.K.A. Theodore Geisel.
From what country does the poinsettia plant originate? You know, you give those to your moms and stuff.
Yeah, it's also super poisonous. Poinsettias.
Are they really?
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah.
Like if you eat them or a pet eats them, they're dead.
Yes. Completely. Yes.
Holy shit! Why are we giving poisonous plants
poison
to people?
Poison control center better be on the line if you eat poinsettia.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Based on the name,
I had no idea.
I'm gonna guess Italy. Just well, Italy doesn't really have. Yeah, I'm still gonna say Italy.
It is Mexico.
Mexico, really?
Yeah. Poinsettia.
Poinsettia. Should be an accent on the next to last syllable.
I like that. Next up, who is officially credited as the author of Auld Lang Syne? Oh, there's speaking of that.
Yeah, the author. Ooh. Yeah. I got no idea. Let's say Robert Frost.
Oh, you are so close.
Really?
Robert Burns.
Oh, the opposite. He's the heat miser to Robert Frost's cold miser.
I'm Robert Burns, and I'm here to burn your face. Okay, how many points does a snowflake have? I think this is kind of a cornball question because they can't all be the same. Isn't that the whole point of them?
No, it's the way that they're created is the crystalline. I think they all have six.
No, you got it. That's it.
But yeah, it's just the way that the crystals form.
So they shape different by the time they're done, but they always have to have the 6 points.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Final question. What is the name of the cake traditionally eaten in Italy at Christmas?
Ooh. Italian Christmas cake. Nothing is coming to mind. So I'm going to say
lasagna.
I'm going to say meat cake.
Well, unless this is what this is, it is panettone.
Panettone, huh? Comes in many colors.
Never had it. Yeah, you got to have a chart to figure out which one you need.
That's right. My panettone is a C. It's an uncoated panettone.
It's perfect. There you did. You did well. I don't know what. I didn't keep score, so I don't know how you did, but you did good enough for me to think you did good. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
I like testing Brian's abilities to answer questions on days like this. And I also like to have him now tell me why his cover of one of my favorite Christmas songs is here. But before I do that, I want to thank everybody for a great time. We're not done with the year yet. We got shows next week.
So we can't thank him yet for a great 2015.
No, but we can thank you for a great week. And I hope everyone listening has a great Christmas and that your Christmas is eventful and fun and happy and family and all those good things.
Remember, Uber is just an app away.
That's right. Never forget.
If you're sick and tired of your parents and somebody else drove, call Uber.
Can you call Uber on holidays? I bet you can.
You can. I'm sure it's prime. I'm sure it's like that's when they hike up their rates.
Yeah, I would if I were them.
Yeah.
It'd be dumb not to. All right. Well, let's get the hell out of here then by playing that song that I like. And I told you, I think I told you I liked It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas, one of the longer titles of Christmas songs. But I'm eager to be surprised by what you've chosen.
Sure. Well, what is it about that song that you like?
I think it just makes me feel good. There's general kind of happy time vibe going on with that song. And ever since I was a kid, if I heard that play in a movie or something, it would just perk me up.
Give you the Christmas spirit in that song.
Yeah, I like it.
Totally. Well,
non-denominational too. I like it because it's nice and neutral.
Yes.
And nothing to offend anybody in there, you know? It's just what it is.
No mention of Satan.
No.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Satan's eating a pie. Da, 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 da. All right. So the version I went with is one that I felt like was a good one to close the show with because while 90% of the DNA of this song is it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, it's kind of mashup-y in that it's got some other stuff jammed in there as well. All right. I think that works really well for TMS, for what we like to do here.
Sure.
This is a band called Steampunk. This is, we love this style of music. Steampunk, electro swing invasion. I don't know why they call it Steampunk. I guess it's because it's got the mix of the old curly mustache style with new sounding instruments and stuff like that.
Sure.
I know Daryl loves this stuff. So if anybody's going to enjoy this tune, it's going to be Daryl, but I like it too. From the album Electro Swing Invasion, it is Steampunk from 2013, and it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Have a fantastic Christmas. We'll see you guys on Monday. Stay out of trouble.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Hogan at 5 and 10, beginning once again with candy canes and silver lanes of glory. Pistol of truth is the wish of Bonnie and Ben.
Dogs that will talk and will go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen.
And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again.
Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
The tree will get trimmed, the dinner will get cooked, and the gifts will get wrapped if you take your time instead of a drink or drugs.
Jeez.
But Mother's Little Helper.